is the guy in this tan, the tallest one there with the tan shirt. So when you see him, this is who we're going to be talking about this whole video today.
Hi, you popped your balloon.
My name is Dr. Elam. I'm 38 years old. And I popped my balloon after listening to you.
Okay, damn. Okay.
I think humility and integrity is something that takes a lot of work to acquire. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like you've done that work yet.
No? Okay.
Have you had therapy?
So first, what do you get from how he's talking? Just don't say what you think about him now, but what, from the words that he said, what do you get from that?
He's very analytical.
Okay.
So, you know, we're analytical with working or stuff. It depends on what you're doing, but he's like that with dating. And being like that is good and bad, because you may miss something sweet about a person because you're digging too goddamn deep. He don't know her enough to say she needs that. Unless she was like off the wall, you know, being toxic, whatever, looking all crazy, sure. But just by a few words that she's talking to throughout the video. But we're gonna get into it because he gets into it. He's gonna explain.
Yeah, but from what I heard is. Other than the therapy part, I think he was actually giving her some great advice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, a lot of people don't be humble. They don't be, you know what I mean, willing to basically put themselves out there. They show a representation of who they want you to see, but it's really not them, right? So that's why I got when I first heard that little initial part. Mm-hmm. So let's see what he say after that.
Yes. Hey, what's up? Okay, so you coming from Hamp's channel.
Okay, there's a brother. That's a good brother right there, man.
Yes, thanks so much for coming through, and I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Man. Go subscribe to his channel, too. This might be risky.
Yes.
You before?
No, you want to be my therapist?
If you need one.
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
I charge by the hour.
Sure.
But she said she need a therapist. She just want his ass. Like, that's all she's doing.
But he was trying to, like, she was trying to, like, flirt with him.
Yeah, she was flirting with him.
But he still, like, he didn't catch the clue. So, like, sometimes, like, as men, we got to see the social cues and stuff like that, right? And we got to make sure that we doing what we supposed to do. Like, he didn't have to go so hard. But I understand what he was trying to do, right? Like, she's just trying to flirt with you, bro. Just have fun and go by your day.
You're right. He said, I charge by the hour. Like, he's trying to let her know he's serious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's funny, but it's not a joke.
Okay, sure. So you think I need therapy?
I know you need therapy.
Okay.
I think we all need therapy, but it takes a certain level of humility to admit it. And if you can admit it, then, well, you definitely need therapy.
Okay.
Okay, sure. And why do you think she needs? I know you said everyone needs it, but why are you telling her specifically that you think she needs it?
Well, I think we're all giving a bit of constructive criticism, and it seems like you're taking it harshly, which means you have a level of insecurity that needs to be talked with a third party.
Yeah, man. Oh, you don't like that part?
Yeah,
I mean... I like that he know how to articulate himself.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
But you didn't like what he just said just there?
No. Why? It's a way to do it, right? We shouldn't be embarrassing our women, and the women shouldn't be embarrassing us in a public setting like this. He could have pulled her to the side afterwards and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you're a great person. Or I feel like, hey, it's some things that you need to work on. I will be willing to talk to you and try to help you through these things. I see myself in you, or, you know what I mean? It's certain things that you can do to get yourself to another level, right? And so you can be able to get the desired outcome that you want. You know what I mean? But to do it in a public setting, she's not going to accept it because they're just going to go back and forth. Now, because she would accept it, something like that, people are like, oh, why are you accepting getting disrespected like that, girl? Now she's getting embarrassed when she go home and stuff.
I mean, I looked at it as he was just answering the question. And because they're honest on this show, he was just trying to follow through, I guess. You don't think so? He's just saying that she couldn't take constructive criticism. So when the guys were telling her what they didn't like about her, she couldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only clipping this because I'm talking about this specific dude. But she could not handle none of the criticism that the guys were saying.
Okay, okay.
None.
So I didn't see that part. So okay, okay.
That's what. Well, he didn't. He just said it briefly.
Yeah.
But she can't take no criticism.
So anybody said didn't. Okay, okay. All right. Yeah. So I see it now. Okay. Because I'm saying this part right now, and I don't. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. Because he said earlier when he said everybody needs therapy, mm-hmm. and then all right, cool. So if everybody needs therapy, just you know. What I'm saying? All right.
But either way, like, even though she was showing that she can take constructive criticism through everybody,
yeah.
Now that you know that, and I think he kind of hinted it, do you think he should have still told her out in public like that, or still should have been behind the scenes? Like,
I think it's be good now. I think he did the right thing then, because if she can't take criticism and she's not gonna want to take it in private either, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta embarrass her ass. You know what I'm saying? So hey, but I understand why he's trying to say this now. So hey, what's up? She said,
what's up? Thanks for stopping by.
So he was pointing out that she was too defensive. You had to watch the whole video. Yeah, okay. All right. So I must have been missing some stuff. You know what I'm saying? I see you, KJV.
Right.
I see that point, Lady Di. Yeah. Travel One said he was very critical and guarded. No woman wants to be punished. He has no filter or heart. Now, not smiling at all at the first meme. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. But yeah, all right. That's
okay. I think you're too into that because I don't need therapy. I'm fine. I'm not insecure. I'm very secure with.
And then she had to say that
myself, but that's your opinion, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for proving my point.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes men, like when you're too confident, they think like it's a problem for them. And it's
okay to be insecure.
But I'm
it's
not. Okay. So you don't know me. You just see me 2 seconds ago.
Insecurity is something we all struggle with.
Okay.
And the fact that you can't admit that means that you haven't been able to work past it.
Okay.
And you're already proving to me that it's going to take work to communicate with you because you're not listening to me.
Okay, doctor, you got a card? I'll call you after the show and you can give me a session.
You can take my Instagram.
Sure.
And I...
So, for the sister, right? So if somebody is saying something that's not true, it shouldn't bother you. Just be like, hey, it's not true. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody lying on me, I'm not going to get mad and defensive about it. I'll just be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? You, it is what it is, right? You know what I mean? So somebody can call me soft or somebody can call me weak. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to fight me? No. Like, or you know what I'm saying? Are you going to just move about your day? So a lot of that stuff doesn't matter. You know what I mean? A lot of times we focus too much on what the words of people saying rather than the actions that they're doing. Somebody at my job can say they hate me, right? But if they treat me right, I don't give a fuck. Shit, as long as you treat me like how you supposed to treat me, we good. Shit, you can be a racist. I don't give a fuck. You call me any damn thing you want. But as long as you treat me right, I'm straight.
I just think she was probably embarrassed. Like, what do you say to a bunch of strangers? Yeah, you know, I am insecure. You know what? I'm going to get to therapy. Like, yeah. Nobody's going to say
that. She kind
of nobody's going to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Nobody, I don't think nobody would actually say that. Yeah, she's offended. Like, yeah. I think it was more that.
Hey, what's up, Daryl? What's up, Daryl?
How are you doing?
He said, be jumped with me. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's a way to go by it, man. You know what I'm saying? You got that saying, okay, roll tide, man.
Was you from Alabama? I didn't know. Where you from?
Yeah. But yeah, man. That's your, all right, let's see.
Because I'm not going to buy that hoodie. I'm not going to
buy you going to buy it because you was my playing. Team. You
yeah,
was my team.
That's right. I'm
Did I mention I was a doctor or you just called me that?
I feel like you said doctor, but okay.
Yeah. So... this is a great opportunity for you to learn that communication can be had without getting defensive. And we can talk to each other like adults and work through our troubles in the same way I have and in the same way you need to.
Okay.
So we can definitely talk after the show.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And now, as far as doctor here,
yeah,
is he someone that you would approach? Is he your type in any way?
I mean, yeah, he's good looking too. He's tall, I like that, dark skin, sure.
And I can definitely afford you financially, but maybe not emotionally.
Okay.
Damn, he's still going.
Yeah,
listen, she took your mic, boy, you're done.
and then he cut her off to say that too. So it's like, dang. So it seemed like he was getting defensive now. So
yeah, right. And he got defensive when she said doctor. He forgot that he keeps saying doctor to people. Like.
So you can't handle me is what you're saying, but it's okay. That's fine.
I can handle you. I just have to make the decision if it's worth my time to do that.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's fine. It is what it is.
I mean, open arms.
Sometimes, man, if you don't want a woman or she don't want you, man, let her go. You know what I'm saying? Like, let her be. You know what I'm saying? You already gave her enough advice. She already got enough stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we like to just put the nail in the wound and just keep twisting. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you already you told her some good stuff. Hey, she got to be humble. You got to do what you type of stuff, right? Either she's going to accept it or she's not. It look like she ain't accepting that shit. So, hey, go about your day.
No, it just sounds like he's the one that has to win the argument.
Oh, okay.
That's maybe what that sounded like, because he was done.
Yeah.
She took the mic and she asked him, and then he had to go back and cut off and say all this extra stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I got from that. But hey. what's up, Mella? Hey,
what's up? Hey.
Like, seriously, no shade.
Okay. All right.
Like, it's all love. Just being honest with what I've been through and what it seems like you need to experience as well.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Okay. Well, as we see here, answer if we can have your
name. Here you go, another one.
Name, how old you are, and why you popped your balloon.
Yes. My name is Elam, and I'm 38 years old.
Sorry, if y'all don't know, he's popping balloons for people that he don't like.
Oh, he's 38? Okay.
He's 38.
My balloon, not because you're not gorgeous, not because some men can't hold space for your emotions, but for me, it was the weight loss. And while we are all proud of you for losing the weight.
She had weight loss?
She's losing weight, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am considering the risk long term. You may have health problems down the line that we may have to work with. And the habits that you've developed over time are going to be challenging to upkeep in your 40s and 50s and 60s. So for me, I'm concerned about your health over a long period of time.
He's very, that's very, sound, that's sound very advice. Analytical, but
that's,
I hear you.
That's sound advice.
Honestly. Okay. And any response to that?
because believe it or not, I am a health nut. I am vegan-ish. I don't eat beef, pork, chicken, or dairy. Because I am a health nut, I go get tested for everything. I have no high cholesterol, no high blood pressure, no diabetes, no nothing. I'm completely healthy. My blood pressure is A1. I work out 5 or 6 times a week. I strength train as well. I eat very clean. I'm just in a thicker body, very physically fit. Outside the clothes. But to each his own, if you're worried about health things, just because somebody's in a smaller frame doesn't make them healthier than me. And to be honest with you, I'm a little thick, but I can run with the big boys or the big girls. I get down in the gym, baby.
Hey, that shit don't work like that.
What don't work like that?
Like, you can't be a health nut and be overweight, obese.
No, I think she was on a journey. Like, she was big, but now she's on a journey to lose the weight, and now she changed her diet. This is what she's doing now.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying.
I can understand if you like, hey, I'm healthy. I don't got none of these conditions and all this blah blah blah. Right, that's cool. But now you got to say that you're healthy. You got to compare yourself to a skinnier person. Like, no, like even though you could, you could be somewhat healthier than a skinny person. You still, y'all at the same rate. Then, you know, if a skinny person is eating terribly, if a skinny person is eating like you, they'll be better than you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't compare yourself to the worst of the worst when you are a worst in because you're overweight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to tell myself, hey, I gotta lose weight. I'm overweight. So I've been getting in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta stop lying to ourselves and try to make it seem like we fucking healthiness when we overweight.
So I guess you could have said that I've been working on my health and losing weight is one of them. I'm not at my ideal weight, which is being slimmer. Look, I could be a spokesperson. But this is what I am now. I am checking on my health. This is what I've done. I went to the doctor, got these tests done, and they said I do not have these conditions. But I still want to be overall slim.
That's it. That's all you got to say. You don't got to say that you fucking help. You're not. You know, I'm not healthy right now. Why the fuck I'm alive? I know I weigh less than you, but I know I'm not healthy. Let's be real, yo.
Oh, wait. Okay.
I do it all. So I understand perception is reality, and that's what you get from optics. But I'm trying to tell you, you kind of fine. So y'all got an air pump because we might need to bring it.
And she's still wanting them, though. Hey, what's up, Mona?
Mona. That's funny.
What's up, Melissa?
Says, why can't he just say that she's too fat?
Facts. That's what I would have said. Hey, what's up, Blaze? What's up, hey, what's up? Always coming with you.
She's trying to pop your balloon back. I'm saying, like, hey, I got a faux pack. So, I can show you back. I'm fit now.
Tell me your name.
Oh, let me show you something.
Wait.
Travel One said something very important. Said he is socially awkward and dull and looks like something is wrong. I caught that too. He is socially awkward, and I think that's why when the girl was trying to make a joke with him, he wasn't able to go with the joke because some people are just like that, right? He's a doctor, so you know what I mean. He's probably put more time into the educational side rather than the relationship and, you know what I mean, trying to companionship side of the house. And he's 38, so he's a lot older. He should have been already married a long, long time ago. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of this stuff, like, he's really not able to get the type of woman he wants because he has some things wrong with socially. So,
name again?
It's Jessica.
Jessica. So I do run a nonprofit. Maybe there's an opportunity for us to work together.
Okay. What kind of work is we going to be doing?
Helping to save the world, I hope. Isn't that what your nonprofit is about?
I'm sorry.
Hey, these ladies like him, man. They still want him. He's like 6'5", 6'6", whatever.
And I'm more about the personality, and his personality ain't cutting for me.
Oh, man.
About?
Oh, you trying to help save the world?
Well, I'm trying to do what I love to do and help people in that arena. So I like to pull teeth. So I travel around the world and I pull teeth. What is your nonprofit about?
Mental health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
More, please.
Well, one, I thought we was trying to repopulate the earth, but you know.
Oh.
Two, to answer your question, so I am staff facing. I'm a diversity, equity, and inclusion expert. So I deal with policies, a lot of different things behind the scenes to make sure that our organization is staying equitable. However, the nonprofit does focus on 2-on-1, mental health, and things like that. So I don't necessarily see that side per se, but I do deal with our staff and do various different trainings and things like that.
I still don't know what your nonprofit is about.
She said all of that and he still doesn't know. Do you know? She said mental health and then she explained more. Yeah. You know what she does?
She's helping people across the world. Like,
so he's
mentally
slow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he just said he pulled teeth. So she could have asked him more like, oh, do you pull teeth from less impoverished people? Do you pull teeth from people, you know what I'm saying, across the world and don't charge them and blah, blah, blah. How many hours you work and do this? Can I help with volunteering? Nothing like that. It's like, come on, bro. Like,
no, but he missed what she said. He don't understand what she's saying. Is he slow or not? She explained that mental health, everybody should know what mental health is. If he don't know, something's wrong. But I think he does, obviously, because he wanted to be somebody's therapist. Okay, so once somebody says mental health, ain't nothing much to explain except what type the people do you work with, kids, adults? Like, he don't understand.
Yeah, man.
Mental health. So basically, if folks need shelter, if folks are in crisis, they can call 2-on-1 and say, hey, I got something going on. I need somebody to talk to.
Okay.
If they have food insecurity, it's an opportunity for them to get rental assistance. Okay. So we have a couple of different things that we do in our nonprofit.
Beautiful. Well, I'd love to learn more. Maybe.
You still want to learn more now.
But
I'm joking.
Yeah. There is an opportunity for us to work together. Do you plan on having kids in the future?
Yes.
Wait, okay. You didn't want her, now you're talking about kids. I'm confused. I'm confused, my guy.
Yeah. Maybe it's for the other guys. Maybe he's trying to help them out. Or maybe he probably asked the questions. I think on this show, you can get a balloon back.
You can.
Yeah, so maybe he's asking questions because he's like, all right, well, she's not the type of woman size-wise that I would like. But she took my criticism better than the last chick. So maybe she has something I can deal with. You know what I'm saying? He said, she said she, all her health stuff is fixed and the stuff that he was concerned about. So now he's probably like, all right, let me check out. She got some other stuff that I can see. So maybe
that's his test to women to see if he gives them something like a critical statement, can they handle it? If they can handle it, I'm with them. Like what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Y'all crazy, man. Trey? Hey Trey, thanks for being here. Like, wow. This is out of control.
I do, and that's why I'm trying to get this body right and tight, because after I pop these kids out, I'm trying to snap right back. And then, I don't plan to gain the 150 pounds that I lost.
Have you thought about the ramifications of the weight that...
She lost 150?
That's what I'm saying. She lost weight. That's what she's trying to say, and like, she changed her life.
I thought lost weight was like 20. 150?
Anytime someone says I'm on that journey, most of the time they're talking about tons of weight. Like, I use tons in that statement. See, that it makes sense. But no, she lost a lot of weight.
Yo, that's dope, but damn.
Yeah, that's good. Like, she's going amazing. Hey. And she's checking her health. I like that she's going to the doctor. Yeah. They're testing her. Like, this is good. So what he said about her, I mean, I don't agree, because she's changing her life. Like, for her to change her diet, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Let me stop drinking soda. Let me stop eating donuts. Let me stop doing all of these things. And she's like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
That's what's up.
Hey, man. Hey, I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say
it. Y'all are mean as fuck. That's funny.
Oh shit.
Yeah, congrats.
Hey, you would gain by having children?
Yes, I have. It's something I think about as I am approaching the age of my childbearing years. That's something I've taken into consideration, which is why I'm in a gym 5 to 6 days out the week.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you.
You said good luck to you. You still don't want her. Yeah. You still don't want her. Like, you wasted her time.
Hey, but this goes to show you, y'all, like, a lot of women always talking about these pick me's and all this type of stuff, right? Pick me, pick me. None of these women would consider themselves a pick me, but look at how they was acting. Even though a guy said they didn't want them, they didn't want shit to do with them, they still trying to be there and trying to get them back and stuff like that, right? But they'll call a person like my wife a pick me when she's already got somebody. This shit is wild.
Y'all are funny, man. Boy. I guess we need to do the 600-pound life on this show. Y'all is going in.
Thank you, likewise.
Thank you. Okay, and one more person over here that ended up popping their balloon on us. So, sir, if we can have your name and how old you are.
Hi, my name is Dr. Elam, and I am 38.
He popped his balloon on her, too. Let's see what's up.
8 years old.
Okay, and Dr. Elam, why did you end up popping your balloon?
A couple of reasons. First reason is you said you don't like someone with, you wanted some of the little dirt under their nails. Mm-hmm. And that's not me. I actually get manicures. Why do I get manicures? Okay. Because.
Anybody in the chat know when a man says, she wants a man with a little dirt under his nails. What does that mean? In the chat, please. She wants a man with a little bit of dirt under his nails. What does that mean in the chat? Y'all type that in. I'm curious to see if y'all even know what that is. But he don't know. And some people might not know.
Do you know what that means? Of course. Like
no, I'm joking.
Yeah, man. Just...
He don't know what it means, though. Wait, hold on. Sassy. Hold on. What does I want?